We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, Ron, Major League Baseball, apparently, at least according to the report I saw this morning, said that the bans for Jeffrey Luhnow and A.J. Hinch, Astros GM and manager, respectively, will be fulfilled in 2020, even if there's no season. That's a Buster-only report. What do you make of that? Is that fair?
I have no problem with that. It's just, it's like when they agreed that the players would get service time, even if the season isn't played. You know, they're not going to manage all year or be the GM all year. I think they've been publicly humiliated to a certain degree. I'm okay with that. I'm not going to make them sit in purgatory for 2 years instead of one. Now, a lot of other people say, you know, they deserve even more than what they got. I'm okay with if they come back next year, if there's no baseball.
Yeah, I guess it just seems so unimportant now, doesn't it? Like, I could get worked up over this. A month ago, I could get worked up over a topic like this. It just doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Is it fair? Probably not, if you want to get technical over it, because everybody else isn't working either, so they're really not being punished, although they're not being paid. But I don't care in the end. That's fine if Major League Baseball wants to do that. I just want there to be a season next season. You know, I want to see baseball. It just doesn't matter. I guess that's where I stand on that.
Yeah, I mean, you still got to take an opinion one way or the other. I mean, do you think the punishment was just or it should be more? I get you that in the grand scheme of things, it's not really important.
I mean, it should be more. It should be more. They should be punished for cheating at a time when there's actual baseball being played. But who cares is what I would say. But, yes, I don't think it's – I mean, obviously, nobody else is working either, and they're not working too. So they're in the same boat as everyone else, except they're not getting paid, although somehow I have a feeling – that both of them have done okay enough to this point in their career where that's probably not, you know, a lethal blow. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they won a World Series. I'm sure there were bonuses involved, and I'm sure they were well compensated to start with. So hopefully there will be baseball this year at some point, and they'll be able to finish the year, and their suspensions will be up, and then they start fresh. I don't think there's any doubt the manager gets hired within about 3 seconds. Do you agree?
Probably, yes. Although, I mean, is there going to be any firings? You know, he'll probably have to wait an additional year because
that's true.
If we don't play, then nobody will get fired.
Depending if they come back and play. Luhnow, the GM, I don't know. He's the one that was fingered more than anybody, you know, and dragged through the mud, that he knew about it, encouraged it, condoned it, and not just condoned it, but encouraged it. So I think he may have a little more of a problem than the manager.
And I don't know. When I say they're not getting paid, I don't know what their financial settlements were when they got fired, right? I mean, do you then still have to pay them, even under the circumstances? I don't know. It's estimated here that Luhnow was making about $5 million a year and Hinch was at about 1.2. So I don't know what their settlement was when they got fired. For all I know, they got a huge lump payment or their they still get paid like somebody like Clint Hurdle would, right?
Yeah, I don't know how the suspension works on that. I think the suspension carries over after they're fired, so I don't think you're paid for that year, but maybe down, you know, for what they had remaining on their contracts, you probably did have to pay them.
In the meantime, Ron, an incredible story to me, although not really that incredible. Alden Smith, who has not played an NFL game since 2015, he racks up arrests at the rate Tom Brady racks up Super Bowls. He has had heinous charges against him, multiple DUIs, and as recently, by the way, as June 10th, of 2019, he was arrested for DUI. Let me see here. Let me make sure I have that. Yes, as recently as June 10th, 2019, stopped by police in Kansas for a traffic violation and later arrested on suspicion of DUI. He gets another chance. 1 year, $4 million. There's some incentives worked in there. And, of course, it's Jerry Jones, the same guy who brought us Greg Hardy a few years back after Hardy had been accused of strangling and threatening to kill a woman and came to a civil settlement. So my column, Ron, for the Post-Gazette that I wrote and turned in this morning, it should be up on the website, I think Alden Smith is proof positive, if we needed any, that Antonio Brown will get another chance. I'm not saying he'll play, because I don't know if he can hold a job. But if guys like this are getting signed, I have to believe he's going to get another chance. Have you changed your stance on that? Does this do anything to change your stance on Antonio at least getting an opportunity, somebody bringing him in?
Nope. I'm going to, my story, and I'm sticking to it. I don't think he's going to get another chance. And I realize fully what you're saying there. This guy was out how long? 4 years, 5 years from football?
Hasn't played since 2015.
So he's missed four full seasons. Antonio has only missed one so far. I don't know, Joe. I can't get past the video of him yelling at his kids, his mother of three of his kids with them there. Then obviously the arrest after that for allegedly beating up the truck driver, assaulting him. The league is in no hurry to come down with a suspension or what the punishment is going to be for him. I just don't know that anybody signs him until they come down with that. And as you said, it only takes one, although to me, he seems to be running out of teams, but it only takes one.
Well, the Saints brought him in late December, as recently as late December, even with sexual misconduct, accusations hanging over him, multiple accusations hanging over him. That didn't stop them. And Adam Schefter reported after that workout that he caught every ball that was thrown his way. He blew away the Saints. They would like to sign him, Schefter reported, but they're waiting for the NFL to issue a ruling on the misconduct, everything that AB has done. So he's going to get suspended, but he's a great player, and he's still great, and he blew away the Saints, and the Saints brought him in. They didn't care. I mean, I will actually be stunned if some other team doesn't give him a chance. And I mentioned the Greg Hardy thing. I mentioned Tyreek Hill many times. You can read the sickening details of what he did in college. And then this past October, after they suspended him during the offseason while child abuse charges were investigated, I guess authorities ultimately said they couldn't determine who broke his three-year-old son's arm. The Chiefs signed Hill to a three-year, $54 million extension. Antonio Brown's better than him. He can still play. I'll be stunned if a team doesn't invite him in for a workout.
Well, apparently the Saints weren't so blown away that they had a chance to sign him again after the season, and they went with Emmanuel Sanders. What'd they give him? 2 years, $16 million. They brought in Sanders, which is kind of the irony of ironies. Consider Sanders and AB have been at war on Twitter, and Sanders has been very critical of AB and the way he quit on the Steelers. So the Saints went for him. I guess they could have had him after the year, Antonio, but that was my point, that nobody's going to touch him until the league comes down with something, and maybe eventually they have to, but they haven't. They don't seem to be in any hurry to do that.
Well, yeah, it was clear that the Saints didn't sign him because they're waiting for the NFL, but it's not like the NFL's never going to rule on Antonio Brown and just let him hang out there forever. I mean, they've ruled on way worse situations than his, way worse. If you look at what Greg Hardy's situation was, Ron, for example, I won't say way worse because Antonio's also been accused of rape, but situations as bad, certainly. It's not like they're never going to rule on it.
Well, you would think they're going to sooner or later, but they're absolutely taking their chance. My personal belief is they don't want him back in the league. I truly believe that. Why they have some of these other guys that they're clearing, I don't know. Do we know how long, Alden Smith is still suspended, right?
Yeah.
How long does that last? I mean, is he going to get a chance to play for the Cowboys? I don't know how long that lasts.
Yeah, the feeling is that they already know that he's going to be reinstated.
Okay.
So we'll see how that one turns out, but I don't have any faith in people, let's put it this way. Jerry Jones will take a chance on anybody, and I think a lot of teams in the NFL. And the key point for me is that Antonio Brown could walk onto a field right now and still be great. And therefore,
speaking of Antonio Brown, how about, did you see the pictures of him working out with Lamar Jackson? What'd you make of that?
Very interesting. And, of course, Tom Brady is said to be a big fan of Antonio as well. I mean, that's the other factor here, is that guys in the league, like, I don't think teams, even though we quit on the Steelers, necessarily would say our guys are going to hate it if we bring in Antonio Brown. I think the opposite would be true in a lot of cases, that players would love it. They have an affection for him on a lot of different levels, one of which is they look at him as a guy who's basically put up a middle finger to the whole rest of the league. He's like a renegade. I think he's like a hero in some locker rooms. I really do, Ron, including part of the Steelers locker room, by the way, even though he quit on him.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's universal, that respect in that locker room, but I don't think there's any question he still has some guys who support him. Now, obviously, Lamar Jackson plays with Antonio's cousin Marquise on the Ravens, and apparently they're all in Florida and they're all working out. And every time you see pictures of Antonio, it's that goofy smile on his face. So it's interesting. Now he's worked out with Deontay Johnson. Now he's working out with Lamar Jackson and his cousin. For a guy that who doesn't, he's everywhere, Aunt Joe. We can't stop talking about him because he's everywhere.
And soon enough, Ron, he's going to be in somebody's facility catching passes. I firmly believe that. But we'll see. And that's not to say I think he can hold a job. I don't know that he's ever going to play another down, honestly. Let's talk a little more NFL coming up, because there's other stories brewing, and there's a plea from Cam Hayward here that I wanted to get to. Jerry Dulac also had a story on how now it's fair to wonder about Latrobe, like, moving forward here, just as traditional an NFL training camp site as there is. We'll talk about that on Cook and Joe. Bob Huggins coming up top of the hour.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.